When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Hello all, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today we're going to go with a Try This episode. It's not often that I actually listen to my podcasting partner, Stephen, about anything really. But a while back, Stephen told me to check out the entire discography for a band called The Outfield. He figured that I would like some of the pop/light rock feel that The Outfield has to offer. So I looked him up on Spotify, took a deep dive, and listened to all 8 studio albums, and want to share my findings with all of you fine folks today. Just to give you a little taste, though, I will tell you that this band had officially released 22 singles, but I only like about half of them. And for The Outfield, that's not a great batting average. Get it? The Outfield, batting average, they're both baseball terms.
That's funny, I don't care who you are. All right, that's a good joke, right?
It's not funny if I have to explain it. Okay, let's move on.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
Some history first. The Outfield were an English rock band founded in London in 1984. The final lineup when they called it quits was Tony Lewis on vocals and bass, rest in peace, because he died in 2020. He had a unique, great vocal style. John Spinks on guitar and keyboards, rest in peace, he died in 2014. And Alan Jackson on drums. The band is best remembered for their hit single, Your Love. Most likely you've heard this song.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
Hopefully that sounded familiar to you. By the way, Your Love reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it ended up being the band's highest charting song and really their identifiable signature song. When it topped out at number 6, the songs that couldn't get past were, at number 5, What Have You Done For Me Lately by Janet Jackson. Great song. At 4, Why Can't This Be Love by Van Halen, or Van Hagar, depending on who you are, which is another great song. 3, Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston. You probably weren't going to beat that song. 2, Addicted to Love, Robert Palmer, which was all over MTV at the time. And 1, West End Girls, Pet Shop Boys. Okay, it's a good song, but I don't know if it deserved to be 1. But saying all that, it's pretty stiff competition for sure. Overall, although The Outfield was a British band, they weren't very successful in their homeland, but instead enjoyed commercial success in the U.S. for some reason. There were some critics that dubbed them as quote-unquote American-sounding, whatever that means. For me, after listening to all the songs they had to offer, I heard some similarities to Men at Work, Bryan Adams, Peter Gabriel, and The Police, and the last time I checked, none of those artists are quote-unquote American, so not sure where the critics were getting that from. The band toured extensively after releasing their first album, Play Deep, opening for both Journey and Starship in the States. Play Deep ended up selling triple platinum and topped out at 9 on the Billboard 200. The band continued to record and tour through the 80s and then into the early 90s. While the album Banging, that was released in 1987, went gold, and they toured with Night Ranger at that point, and Voices in Babylon, which was released in 1989, saw some chart successes, the group's popularity diminished pretty quickly. Check out this song. It was a single and topped out at 72 on the Billboard 100 off of Voices of Babylon. Here is My Paradise.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
In 1991, The Outfield recorded an album called Diamond Days. It had a song called One Hot Country that was included on the soundtrack to the 1991 action film If Looks Could Kill. You remember that movie? Remember? Richard Grieco was in it. He was a high school kid. People thought he was a spy. Still don't remember? I can understand why you might not remember, because like 18 people saw that movie. It has a whopping 29% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Anyways, in 1992, the Outfield released an album called Rock Eye. It didn't sell all that great, but a song called Winning It All got some attention because it was used for that year's NBA Finals coverage. It was used in the 1992 Summer Olympics. It was used for the Chicago Bulls championship ring ceremonies that year. And it ended up in the film The Mighty Ducks, which is a much better film. So, since no one really seemed to be interested in buying their albums, the Outfield took a 6 to 7 year break and then resumed touring in 1998. They released 2 live albums and 2 additional studio albums over the next 12 to 13 years. And then in 2014, when John Spinks passed away, the band was officially done. To give you an idea of their later work, here's a single that was released from 2003's Anytime Now. Check out It's All About Love. Every morning I wake up, the first thing I remember is all the things I said the night before. Then I look in the mirror, stop myself pretending all I have is worth the whole lot more. It doesn't matter what you do, as long as I can be with you, I know we're gonna see this through. It's all about love. Every time
Hi, I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the Pantheon Network.
Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. I will admit that it was worth my while doing the deep dive because I did find a bunch of the Outfield songs that I liked but had never heard before. If you want to give the Outfield a chance, check out the Spotify playlist I made. It's called The Outfield, Greatest Hits, G-U-R. The link will be in the show notes. If you like 80s pop with some distorted guitar thrown in, you're really going to like the 112-minute playlist. Please give it a try. Now, I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here with another tune that the Outfield did that is on the Spotify playlist I mentioned earlier. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
Since you've been gone, there's something I wanna say. Since you've been gone, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone, I've just been fooling around. Since you've been gone, this world's been turned upside.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.